Hey, everybody, this is Sacred Embers, and it's Angel Answers today, and we are Wild Wednesday. It's June 7th, 2023. My name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight, one of your co-hosts. We have a lineup of beautiful hosts tonight, and we're all here together, and it's just a pleasure. And it is Mary Hernandez, Liz Sister, Peg Jones, DC Love, Catherine Peoples, and myself, and we haven't been together for quite a while lately, so it's a very special show. I hope that you're listening in and be ready to call in when you are ready to. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the bios of Liz and Peg, because they aren't here right this minute, but they will be coming on soon. So let me do that. Liz Sister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl Meditation. And Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader, also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And I just want to say that we can all be found on the Sacred Embers website here. And at this time, where is it? I'm trying to find it. I don't see it on our – it's not showing up on this link here. So anyway, but we are on Sacred Embers on Facebook. And if you go in there, you can check out all the bios on all of us, and it shows – everything that we offer, our services, and we are psychic medium healers, intuitive, shamanic practitioners, numerology, healing predictions, angel communications, animal communications, and there's just more. There's even more than that. There's just so much. So there's a lot to look forward to with us in that group, and I suggest you just check us out. But I want to talk about the shows that we have too, that we have all these shows, and the first show is on Sunday, and that's with Lynn Bleasdale. She heads up Enter the Light. It's at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and her co-hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, Elizabeth D'Onofrio, and Linda Irwin. It's a beautiful show. It's very, very interesting. Highly recommend it. Then the next day is Monday, which is a beautiful show, and the two amazing hosts here tonight head that show. That is Catherine Peoples and DC Love. It's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. It's on Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Pacific and 9:30 Eastern. It's a fabulous, amazing, and beautiful show. They talk about healing. They do healing. It's just incredible, and I highly recommend it. You'll get to hear them tonight, too, on our show, so we're very lucky to have them. And the other show is called The Lighthouse, and that's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They come on at different times, and they will share when they do, and they'll put it out on Facebook with the times. And that's another amazing show. They're just amazing. And I just have to say, all these people are amazing practitioners. They are highly trained, highly experienced, and been going at it for many years now. So we're happy to be here and to do what we can and to help people. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about myself, and then we'll go around the table. And so that's that. Jan Drake Bakke. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I do predictions. That's on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I do them every year. It's always a work in progress. So just if you're interested in that kind of thing, just check them out if you want to. I also do poetry, and I'm hoping to collaborate with musicians, and that's my dream. And I have done it already before, and I've also used the poems for other venues. So I'm willing and open to using them. They're all over Facebook and Twitter. And I do animal totems. That's one of my main things that I do. I see animals, spirit guides, in for the readings. And so they help me with everything that I do. They're a major, major source of messages, and also for any kind of crime work that we all have all worked on, a lot of us in our special group that's very, it's a secret group for the crimes. They've been very helpful for that. They will help me find people and find clues for all kinds of things. So anyway, that's what I do. I'm going to go ahead and pass it right over to Mary Hernandez. Mary?
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm Mary Hernandez.
Good, how are you?
How are you guys doing? It's so great to have you guys all together. As some of you guys know, Catherine and DC have a beautiful show on Mondays that we love so much. They love teaching. I mean, the healing is unbelievable. So if you have any healing or something to heal, just listen to their show. It's just amazing. I mean, Mother Mary comes through, and the feelings that you get and the healing that you receive is just magical. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm so happy that you guys joined us today. It feels like old times, and it's not going to be the last. Everyone that's on listening, you know, the ladies can come in whenever. Catherine and DC are always welcome on our show, and it's amazing to have you guys. So a little bit about me. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm also a Reiki master, ordained minister, tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also a trans channeler and a healer. I do numerology readings, and I just want to say a little bit about the greatest benefit of a numerology reading is the gift of the insight that it gives you. It provides you a roadmap for your life, so you have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It also uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve in this reincarnation of now. It helps with the planning of your future, and I also provide you with a forecast for the year with your reading. It's very detailed. It includes karmic lessons and debts, and it's about 10 to 12 pages. And I'm also a candle creator, and I create Mother Mary candles, and they are infused with love, blessings, and healing, and they're scented with rose oil, and it's in a beautiful ceramic jar, and all my candles are made from soy wax, which is a bean, so it's natural. It's not harmful to our health or our pets. I also offer Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. And besides my healing candles, I have scented candles. I create baskets. I have pyramids, crystal necklaces, crystal bracelets. I mean, I'm just getting into everything metaphysical right now. And one of the candles I created for Pride Month, which I'm so proud of, is my We Are One candle. As you know, we always saying on this show and on many of our shows, we are all one, right? There's no one. We're all created. We all come from the creation, Christ consciousness, and we need to believe that, you know, we are one and work together as a family. And that's what our show here, Sacred Embers, does, you know, with our team of psychics and healers and everyone here is skilled in our show, and they're just amazing. And then in closing, I just want to say, if you want to book a reading with me or pricing or information on anything that I offer, you can go to my website at www.theangelwithin.com, and it's angelwithin.com, or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. Wow, that was long-winded.
That was great.
So it's so great to have DC and Catherine on right now. So Catherine, would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone what an amazing healer you are as well?
I'm a big fan here. All right, my name is Catherine Peoples, and like Mary and Jan said, I'm the co-host with DC Love of Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality that airs on Monday nights at 7 p.m., where we do a transmission of a Mother Mary's hand healing for listeners, which is very powerful. And we also provide like healing modalities that consumes this whole show. So it's a very informative show where we've been getting a lot of positive feedback. So anyway, I am also a natural born empath, intuitive empath, angel intuitive, divine channeler, clairvoyant, race practitioner, as well as a meditation, mindfulness, shamanic, and health and wellness coach. And like the girl said, you can find us, well, me, on the Sacred Embers Network. Thank you.
Lovely. Beautiful, Kat. That was awesome. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm just so blessed to be here with our other angel sisters. And I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, as well as being a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, a spirit soul healer. But the thing I like the most is how my journey began. And I was watching the Long Island Medium with my niece, Kelly, and I just start laughing and said, Kelly, oh, my gosh, this is so crazy. I'd love to do this. The universe was listening, and basically that's how I got here today. I had no idea that I would be doing something so amazing and just so, you know, fulfilling. So when people ask, you know, they think it's so hard to get started, I'd like to tell everybody, just, you know, do what you love. And when you do what you love, it'll take you to where you need to be. Do you agree, ladies?
I do.
Yes.
Yes, and that's what I'm feeling. It doesn't have to be a hard journey. So with that being said, Joan Rivers is one of my guides, along with my dog Ginger, and of course Jesus, Mother Mary, and so many others. But Joan has been waiting because she said she had to behave with our healing show, Kat, right? So now we're just going to try to control her with the Angel Answers show. But she wanted me to read a channeling that I did when she first transitioned. So we have Joan Rivers and Robin Williams, and they're doing a stand-up gig together on Cloud 9. Joan comes out first, and she's one mad diva. She's complaining that the fashion police are going to be coming soon and take her away. My clothes are so blah, all this white. And what are they doing with these big gold feathers on my shoulder? They don't do anything for me. I look all washed out, especially with my beautiful blonde hair. I told them in wardrobe I wanted to look like Hell's Angels, pardon the pun, but I wanted to wear some really hot leather and pull up on a Harley. After all, outrageous is my normal. So then Robin comes in and he joins Joan. He's saying, this is going to be great fun, Joan. He's wearing his red alien outfit and his silver helmet, and he turns to Joan and says, Nanu, Nanu, Shazbat. And Joan looks at him and says, Robin, aren't you a piece of work? That look would never do on the carpet. It's so 80s. And then Robin turns to Joan and says, Joan, don't be jealous. It's not my fault you're dressed like that. How did they convince you to wear all that white? Joan turns to Robin and says, well, Robin, it's like this. I'm as pure as the driven snow. Okay, I used to be Snow White, but I drifted. It's not easy being a fashionista in heaven, especially when you have Helen Keller and Stevie Wonder picking out your wardrobe. They should know I never wear white, especially after Labor Day. So Robin replies, yes, you sort of look like a Victoria's Secret angel gone bad. And then Joan says to Robin, the pearly gates are going to be opening soon. The seats are filling up fast. Get focused, Robin. Let's get focused here. But I have to say, Robin, how about those psychics? Why do you have to make an appointment with them? Don't they know you're coming? When I was on Earth, I actually went to one, and I knew right away that she was fake the moment she took my check. And then Robin replies, yeah, I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met. So Joan turns to Robin and says, Robin, there's a blonde and a brunette, and they fall from heaven. Which one hits the ground first? And Robin says, I'm not sure, Joan. Joan replies, the brunette, of course. The blonde has to stop and ask for directions. So with that being said, Joan and Robin are going to take their seat because there's another guest waiting to join us. Jan posted a 15-minute reminder of our show this evening, and who came in but Prince, and he told me it was his birthday today. So I also have a channeled message from him. Prince appears wearing purple velvet, crazy mirrored glasses, and a raspberry beret. The room becomes engulfed in a beautiful purple haze. He is smiling as he starts to speak. I'm not much of a talker, but I want to thank you all for the love that you've shown me. The future is wasting no time. I never meant to cause you any pain or sorrow. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Dearly beloveds, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word life means forever, and that's a long time. I'm here to tell you I'm in the afterworld, a place of never-ending happiness. I've seen the future, and it will be. Let's go crazy. Everything will be all right. We're not going to let that elevator bring us down. Hang tough and punch a higher floor. Springtime is my favorite season. I'm dreaming of oceans of violets in bloom. Can you dig it? Be cool. No one can dictate who you are. Don't talk down to people or judge them too quickly. Just try to be a better human being, and if you could set your mind free, baby, maybe you'd understand. I didn't care too much of what people would say. It's usually a reflection of who they are. One day, my brothers and sisters, you will understand we are all connected. The most important thing is to be true to yourself. Don't live in the past. Keep moving forward. Life is just a party, and parties weren't meant to last. So tonight, let's party like it's 1999. Remember, every day is a blessing from God and a new beginning. God made you. God made me. He made all of us equally. Everything you do is inspired by God. You've got to believe. Believe in yourself. Everyone is having their own experience, and that's why you're here. If you've learned enough, you may not have to come back again. I'll be your fire when you're cold, and I'll make you happy when you're sad. I'm not a human. I'm a dove. I'm your consciousness. I am love. Here we are, folks, in the dream we dream of. You're the cage to my dove. When you come upon a crossroad and you've got to decide which way to turn, we're going to go over the bridge before it burns. Don't let it burn. You're a cage to my dove. I'm forever and ever in love. It's a sign of the times, beautiful ones. Paint a perfect picture. Bring to life a vision in one's mind. Cause we know, you know, powerful soul, life is too good to waste. Before the night is through, you will see my point of view. Even if I have to scream and shout, baby, I'm a star. I don't want to stop till I reach the top. Sing it. We are all a star. Baby, until the end of time, I'll be there for you. I truly adore you. Love is touching souls. Surely you're touching mine. Honey, I know times are... It's time that we all reach out for something new. That means you too. I'm going to show you what it's all about. You just leave it all up to me. You don't have to be cool to rule the world. This will be the day that you will hear me say, I am here for you. If I could, I would give you the world. But all I can do is offer you my love because I understand that love must be the master plan. And if you know what I'm singing about here, come on, raise your hand. Purple rain, let me guide you to the purple rain. There is nothing that will overcome the love we share. Nothing will break us apart. Gotta always have you in my heart. I'll never, never stop loving you. Love is forever. So Prince waves goodbye for now, and his purple rain remains.
Wow. Oh, that was so beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
He came in because you gave us a 15-minute, you know, reminder, and he just popped in, and he's saying, I'm joining in. It's my birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. Happy birthday. That's so neat.
Yes. Happy birthday. Yes. My good.
That's so funny.
Wow.
He was born June the 7th, 1958.
Mm-hmm. So cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. If I'm going to read a message from the Living in the Heart Place with your angels from Peg Jones, who's one of our co-hosts. Today's message, today's the 7th, right? It says, the angels have this to say today. Dear children, we are pleased that you are reaching out to us and asking us for our guidance. We are pleased that your light is shining brightly to all whom you meet. Please continue to shine your light all around. Please continue to spread the word about the choirs of angels who are around at all times. So many people don't understand about their angels and how the angels want to help them. By your actions and examples, others will see the truth of what you have been saying. Let your light shine brightly. Let your heart, not your ego, be who you show the world. Be who you show to the world. We know you can do this, and we know that you will come to us for help with this. And the journal exercise for this book is, how can you help others get to know the angels when they ask you about them? Think about it and journal about it. So the way I can help people is by telling them to open their eyes, right? The angels give us so many messages with the synchronicities of, like, the angel numbers. Like, yesterday I was walking, I saw a feather across in front of me. Then I saw 1111 in front of, like, it was marked on the street, 1111. And then it was 1111. Again, those are messages, right? New beginnings. So it's just those things, you know, opening our eyes. And of course, you know, we all do this. We all look to the sky, right? There's so much to see in the sky. Not today, for instance, these past 2 days, right? But especially, you know, when we see the clouds, the cloud formations, we see angels, we see our passed on loved ones, we see like hearts. I mean, I've seen so many things. I've seen my guides. And I know most of you here see that as well. So it's just so beautiful. And I just want to say that, you know, I know there's a lot of things going on. And what I've heard from the guides today is not to let fear in, right? I know all this is going on, and I'm getting just chills because this is what's coming through. It's just this haze going on throughout all these states that we're living in, right? And it's just, they don't want us to sit in fear, you know, because this is another form of being controlled. So we just have to stay in the state of love, stay in our heart, you know, look for answers within our heart. What do we feel? And I just want to leave it with that because, I mean, I just, like I said today, I was going to stay inside. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to stay inside because I understand, yes, I'm going to be in the car. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. But, you know, it's just, I know a couple of people with, you know, obviously asthma and immune breathing problems that can't be outdoors today because of what's going on, you know, all this smoke from Canada, the fires. But it's just staying in the heart space, you know, because I feel like, again, what I was hearing was is not to let fear in, because that's a form of control. So don't be controlled. Just keep praying. That's all I can say. I mean, I'm a prayer warrior, and I think all of us here are prayer warriors, you know, and that was it. Anyway, I'll switch it over to Jan for her poems. And then Catherine, if you have a message too, we can also say something as well, if you'd like to add, guys.
Sure. That was just amazing, Mary. Thank you for saying that, and thank you for telling us to not fear, because it is kind of a shock, you know, to look at that on TV today when I watched it, and I just thought, oh my goodness. And so I agree with you. We just need to be in prayer and stay in our heart and have trust that all will be well, and that we will get through this.
Yeah.
And we will get through this too. And
yeah.
So anyway, thank you. And DC Love, those channelings were so amazing. Oh God, when you said that lyric, my heart just oh, love is touching souls, love is touching mind. That's a Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell sings that song, and Prince gave that song to her. You know, he wrote that for her to sing.
That's amazing,
so,
yeah.
That was just so awesome.
Well, I feel
awesome.
Like
and
you have
amazing.
A connection with them, Jan.
What's that? What?
He saw your post for the 15-minute reminder, and he jumped in. So
yeah.
I feel like you and he have a connection.
Oh, we do. We oh my gosh, we really do. When he first left, it just took me. I love him so much. Anyway, he came to me. I mean, I wasn't asking for it at all. You know, I wasn't trying. He just did, and I channeled something from him, and so I went ahead and so I found it. I went rounded it up when you said that it was his birthday today, and it's really short. I'll just read it to you, and then I'll read my, it goes with my poems here. But here's what he said to me, and this is what I really feel, heard him actually say this. He goes, it's called Peace and Love, Sister. And it goes, Peace and Love, Sister, Peace and Love are the directives. Don't let it be anything else from now on. Keep your princess a-going, giving it to the highest of the high. Reach for it. That way you never die. Your psychedelic dream is real. With colors and shimmies. Speak the truth now. Speak how you feel. Don't ever lower your standards. Don't ever live your life in a lie. Give it all you got. You got this one on one try. Don't take yourself so seriously, my dear. Life is a series in relationships and movies. Then we make songs of them. Don't let yourself fear. Peace and love and blessings, dear sister. And that's that. And then this one goes, stop the hatred, stop the divide, stop the split between people. Why can't we see positive ideals for each side? Let's be kinder. Let's be reasonable. Let's stop bullying with our differences. Let's agree to disagree with peace, without trouble. And this one is healing light prayer. Fill my spirit with your healing light. Pour over me your golden rays of loving essence and delight. Heal my body by your gaze on me. Heal my plight, O Lord Jesus. God, shower over me your loving might. And this one says, higher ground window. Take us to higher ground so we can look out free and clear and all around. New visions, new sense, new life is coming through. We are all a little pink and a little blue. If the universe were mine, I'd send you angels every day to fly you through the celestial spheres so you could jump through clouds and dance on stars. So you'd always have good days and always less tears. And this one says, speak peace. Speak peace to your enemies. Then peace will be with them. Pray for peace to our foes, as peace will be blessed on them as a precious gem. And this one says, a new birth with arms outstretched wide. A new breath is new life for every minute and every hour. Breathe in the light and breathe out a new day of God's glorious power. And this one says, we are now 5D. I am black, I am white, I am brown, red, yellow, pink, and blue. I am left, I am right, I am me, I am you. And this one is the 5D hospitality. In the midst of this creation, God gives us determination to contemplate our reality as we continually are adjusting in this infinity. The personality of duality has been our commonality until now. Those who choose are ascending and joining the 5D hospitality. And this one says, in letting go illusions, more unity, less divide, the illusion of separation in which we hide, we can seek liberation in letting go, bring peace to another, less static, more flow, run with ecstasy, nature is our ally, linked together in her light, let us be free and fly. And this one says, a little dangerous too, part two. As tough as she had become, she was equally as soft and gentle. She was living on the balance and dying off the excess, trying to make sense of her fragments and loving the people she knew. Each arose attached to her soul, her being. She was an enigma to them and a little dangerous, too. We're almost done. And this one says, take my hand as I take yours in mine. We walk in starlight, so fine. Take my hand as I take yours in mine. We walk in sunshine, so divine. And this one says, love wins. Where time stops and flow begins, synchronicity abounds and where love wins. And this says, more bridging, less judging, less intolerance, less us and theming. That's a plus. more appreciation, more acceptance, more bridging for all of us. And this one says, refresh my heart with your rainbow of love, dear Lord. Let me see it, hear it, and feel it every day. I will never get bored. And the last one says, my body to groove. I just want to dance, to feel my body move to the music and take a chance for my body to groove. And that's that.
Beautiful.
Those are beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. A lot of little ones.
They're always beautiful.
Yeah,
okay.
They are.
So, Kat, do you have a message for the collective? Anything?
I did pull a card from the Angel and Answers Oracle deck, Kyle Gray, and I got Protection Guardian, Drop Your Shield. And this is a perfect message because of what we're talking about. So drop any shield of resistance and fear, the standing between you and chances of enjoyment and fear, or fun, I mean. Know that you don't need to hide who you are or the gifts that you have. You were born to shine. So this Protection Guardian is a feminine version of Mighty Archangel Michael, and she is a fierce, protective, yet loving warrior angel who carries an indestructible shield of power and protection, just like Mighty Archangel Michael, and will come to you all who call on her. She will help you drop your fear-based shields, move into a loving, protective force field that will keep you safe, but will also allow your gifts to shine out. And although she's here to guard you from lower energy, she's completely relaxed, serene, and confident because she trusts that love will always prevail. So the extended message is that whatever you're going through is it will be healed because angels are drawing close at this time to help you move beyond any limiting thoughts, emotions, and patterns that may be making you feel unsafe. So know that angelic protection is swirling around you now at this moment and will help you move forward in a more fearless way. So call on your guides to help in changing your frequency so that you can hear her, so you can feel safe and protected at this time. You are stronger than you think, and your angels and ancestor guides are here to help you realize this now. So that's that.
Oh. That's just wonderful. Love that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
They're always talking about moving past or, any fear-based energies and, any limiting thoughts. And, we talk about our ancestral lineage, that has been passed on and, just trying to get past that. So we're human and we all experience things. So it's just a reminder that we have so many, people in spirit that are there to help us. So this one's a great one. Yes.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah. All right.
Wow, that was perfect. Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
We needed that for sure. Yeah, it definitely goes together with the whole message of the angels, the energies. And I don't know if you guys have been feeling this, but I know this past two weeks have been very emotional and there's so much release happening, and it's a lot to do with our either past incarnations or even our lifetime here on this earth right now. It's just releasing, right? So if we feel that something needs to be healed, just let it go, right? If you need to cry, just cry. I mean, I know I've been doing a lot of releasing lately. It's just, something triggers me and then a memory comes and, it just, then I let it go. But I just wanted to say that, that there's a lot of emotions running high right now and just releasing and crying if you need to cry or somehow, some form, talking to someone or because we're all going through it, right? Just because we're light workers doesn't mean that we're special, because we're all light workers. It's just a remembrance of it. But we definitely go through a dark night of the soul, right? It's about releasing, because in order to heal others, we need to heal ourselves first, and heal past traumas and lifetimes of, you know, of things that we've gone through. So I just wanted to say that, because I know it's been a rough 2 weeks. So I just wanted to say that. But, you know, staying in the light, and like DC is always in my ear. Even though we don't talk every day, we talk a couple of times during the week. It's just prayer, right? Prayer is so powerful. It's just like when I pray the rosary, it just brings me so close to God and Mother Mary that it just feels so amazing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a form of meditation too, right? So even if we don't meditate, we're meditating with God and Mother Mary and all the angels. So, you know, that's a form of meditation, even if we don't take that 5 minutes off, you know, to actually close our eyes and be quiet, you know, and quiet our mind. So, because our mind is always going to race, but, you know, having that quiet time with God and the angels and Mother Mary is just so beautiful. So I just wanted to share that, because I know I've been praying a lot lately, a lot. All right, I guess we all said our little extra, right? So I know there's a list of callers here. Today is like a busy night. I guess it's you ladies too.
Whoa.
They really call cool. You said, oh my gosh, DC and Catherine are back. Let's all call. So I'm super happy. Thank you, ladies. So we're going to take our first caller, and it's area code 651. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
How are you? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. I'm wondering about the, they're like streaks of light. I'm assuming they're spirits. Or angels or something, and I was just wondering if you have more information on them and if there's like a message.
Okay.
Sure.
Jan, yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that's fine, thank you. Hey, Christiana.
Hey.
Was this about, did you talk about the dream and stuff and the vortex of light and the being?
Oh, no, this is just when I'm walking around in the house and stuff.
But have we talked about that before? Like, did we talk about the being?
Yeah, it was about the who I thought was Shiva.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, what the first thing I'm seeing now is the full moon for you. I'm just seeing a huge, bright, bright full moon, and the tiger is sitting in the tree. I don't know what animals I've given you. I know I've given you a few because you've called in. I don't know if I've given you tiger yet. Have I given you tiger yet? Do you remember? Okay. Well, you're getting tiger today.
Okay.
But you've got a huge full moon. And so I'm going to just give it to you, and then kind of quickly, because I want the other ladies to give you more. So,
okay.
Uh-huh. But I feel like that full moon has something to do with the vortex that you keep seeing, that you're in, that you're working hard to stay in. I like that full moon. It feels really good to me. It's a positive full moon. So the tiger remains focused. Be very patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal. And you'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or emotional disturbance. Create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours. And
it's a place for you to have solitude, like a place for you to meditate or whatever you, or pray. And you'll soon be experiencing a surge of passion and power. There will be some major dramatic changes in your life, too. That's when the tiger comes around. You're naturally clairvoyant and have the gift of prophecy. I can feel that with you in general, and you're a healer. So I don't know if you've ever done body work, but the tiger reminds us of doing healing with body work too, you know.
Yes, I do, with my mom.
Oh, you do? Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And it also says you have an adventurous spirit, powerful, passionate, and you enjoy life to the fullest. And you like to study mysticism, mythology, and especially if it concerns tigers. So I really feel like this tiger is making a special presence for you, and maybe to get involved in your, keep getting involved with the healing work that you're doing. I can feel okay. that from you. And as far as what your question was, I'm sorry, I forgot. It had something to do with energy or something. I just see the full moon. I feel like you're getting a lot of energy from the full moon, or the full moon is like restoring you with a lot of energy. So you might want to put your crystals out there on the full moon. You might want to do some prayers on the next full moon. You know, I always go out there on the full moon at night and do prayers because the moon accelerates healing, accelerates all kinds of things. So, and you want to be really careful of what you say, of course, you know. You don't want to manipulate anything. You just want to ask, you know, God to help to send prayers in doing whatever. So that's pretty much what I'm feeling for you.
Okay.
And,
well, thank you.
And that you have a healing. You're a healer, you know, and you have gifts. So just remember that, and I think you do know that. And I'm going to pass you over to DC Love.
Okay. Thank you, Jen. That was absolutely amazing, and was really on target there.
Thank you,
Christiane.
Thank you.
This is DC. I mean, Jen gave you an amazing reading. Those flashes of light, I do feel like you're connecting with the angels. I do feel as well you may have to, you know, put in a little bit more energy to really connect with them and, you know, get the messages that they're sending you, okay? So they were like flashes of light, and I was hearing the word meditation. Are you meditating? Because I feel that's going to be really essential during this time. And that will that will be something that will really, like, give you the guidance that you're needing. And I'm also feeling, like Jan was saying, you're a healer. You have all these gifts. I do agree with her fully. And I feel it's time for you to get out of your comfort zone. Okay? So, you know, meditate and, you know, and you could even ask, you know, to connect with the angels and ask for a message, and they will give you one. And if you're not getting a clear message, you could ask them, you know, can I have a message that's a little bit more clear that I can understand, okay? So I'm hearing, like, get prepared. You know, don't hesitate, don't procrastinate. This is your time. I feel like there's a lot of changes that are going to take place, and as Mary mentioned earlier before we took on callers, prayer as well is very, very powerful, okay?
Okay.
I feel like something may be coming to an end because I do feel like new opportunities may be coming your way. So,
okay.
I mean, if it doesn't make sense to you, just hold on to it. And I feel like, you know, magic is all around you, so I wouldn't worry. But just, you know, just get prepared. Because I do feel like there's going to be another opportunity for you, hon, you know?
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, you might think, well, I don't know, you know, do I want to, you know, move forward? But I do feel in some aspect of your life, you've got to let go of the fear. You've got to let go of any insecurity that you're holding on to. Because I feel like you're going to see, like, the bigger picture that is coming to you. I feel like you've worked hard, and, you know, you're going to see something amazing coming in. Have you been thinking about maybe, like, a special, you know, career change or something like that?
Yes, I'd like to do shamanic, like, healing for people.
Well, I would, like I said, I would look into it and, you know, let your guidance lead you to the right, you know, the right person, you know, maybe to get started with. And just have faith and trust, because your angels are going to guide you, and they will come in as those little flashes. You know, you'll have your intuition kicking in. You may have visions. But you've got to believe in, you know, the messages that you're getting and trust them. And then go forward and take the steps needed to accomplish what you're wanting. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm just getting, like, you know, you've got to really, you know, really get out of that comfort zone, because I'm getting you're going to achieve something really amazing, really, really amazing. And we have Joan Rivers coming in, and she's saying, you know, just love what you do and don't be afraid. You know, and don't settle for something. You deserve more. And she said, please, above all, don't ever say I can't do it, okay? So
okay.
She's with you. And the pictures for our show were Barbie, of course, that we posted on Facebook. And a Barbie quote that, you know, came in was, you're braver than you think, okay?
Okay.
And it's time to live your dream. And, you know, what makes you different makes you special as well. And then I heard the song from Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. So I feel like everything just came in together. But you do have to step out of your comfort zone, hon, and that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Catherine?
Okay, Christina. So the streaks of light, I feel that are, you know, they're just, it's a vortex, the portal to the other side, right? So just think about that, and you can call on them. Like DC said, they could be your, you know, angels, loved ones from the others, any divine, universal, you know, being. So just continue to, like, reach out to them and ask them who they are and what you need to know. And as far as the moon is, really a powerful, powerful, beautiful energy. And like you mm-hmm. said about meditation, during my meditations at times, I visualize being in the center of the moon and just being there, because I feel that energy when I'm out, for instance, with that full moon, even if it's not a full moon, it's just so powerful, and I can actually see the energy swirling around. Sometimes they see it coming towards me, through me. It's so, so powerful. And I can 1,000% see it, feel it. And in terms of even, like, the comfort zone, I agree with that, because I feel like, you know, in order to branch out to create whatever personal or, you know, career connection, and in order, you know, that you want to be happy, you know, just reaching out to helpful people is a good idea, because they can reach out to people who professionally, like I said, or personally, that, you know, have the answers to where you want to go and can work with you. So, you
okay.
know, they have the experience that can be very useful to you. And so, you know, I just feel like you're on the right path, and just someone you will be entering your life soon that can help you really make these dreams come true. And one more thing, I wanted to talk about the lion really quickly, because the lion is what I felt for you, not the tiger, but the lion is spiritual. The spiritual meaning of that means like one of strength and courage, and it just reminds us that, like, no matter what we're going through, like we have the power within ourselves to overcome it. What I got for you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful, Christiana. All those messages. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
The message I got, I was told to pull the spirit messages from John Holland. This is a new deck I just bought. And a mother's love card shout out for you. And it says, a mother's love is reaching out to you at this time and holding you close. She knows how much you miss her and wants to remind you that this special bond of love can never be broken. Is your mom in spirit or here?
No, she's here.
She's here, right? Okay, so for me, I'm taking this as Mother Mary. So it's just for you to connect with your heart and think and pray with Mother Mary. I know... I don't know if it was last week we had you on. You know, like I said, prayer is very, very powerful, and you know, and seeing in your heart space and
I got the rosary for the first time recently.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the things I see, like those streaks of light that you see, I see when I pray the rosary, and when I pray anything that has to do with Mother Mary or the angels or thing that has to do with like the angels and archangels and ascended masters is just I see all those sparkly lights you know in the corner of my eye or right in front of me. I know I told DC one time I was reading the book of Mother Mary by Doreen Virtue, and I literally saw white energy come out of the book, and it was Mother Mary.
Wow.
You know, so it's really magical, the things that happen when you believe and you open your eyes and pray, because it's so powerful. And that was just a book on healing. It's a book from Doreen Virtue with all the, and I'll post it on Sacred Embers, on how Mother Mary works miracles in everyone, you know, whether it's saving someone's life or you know, talking to them or showing them if they're going through a hard time, she's there. She's our mom. She's our mother. And just believing that she's there is just beautiful, you know. So just believe that she's there. Call upon her. And I'll post that book because I think it's such an amazing book. It's Doreen Virtue. What she did was she interviewed all these people. And what it was all people's, I guess it was just the Mother Mary appeared to everyone in the story, you know, and the different ways that Mother Mary appears when we need her. So it's just beautiful. I'm going to post it. I think everybody should read this book. And the energy, I mean, from her coming out of the book, it was just beautiful. And there's prayers in there. So she made such a beautiful book. And it's really hard to find because it's Doreen Virtue. You know, her books are really hard to find, but there was a thrift shop here, a thrift book store here. I found all Doreen Virtue's books. So I have them all to read.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a lot of books.
Wow.
I showed DC. I was like, I have all these books to read from Doreen Virtue, and they all have to do with angels. So, you know, that's why I was told to buy them. Because, you know, we all know that that's what she did, right? The virtue. She believed in angels, talked to angels. And so that was beautiful. So thank you for calling, Christiana. Hope this really resonates and helps out. You're heading to a beautiful space for sure. So don't doubt, trust, you know, stay in your heart space.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a good night and God bless.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Okay. Beautiful first caller. That is
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so great to be back. We're missing Liz and Peg. Peg is coming, I think, in a few minutes, but Liz I'm not sure. Okay, we have a few new callers here. So I'm going to pick some new numbers that I don't recognize because it's been a while. So I'm going to pick that number first. It's area code 910. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Chelsea?
Josie. Oh, Josie. Hi, Josie. Do you have a question
Josie.
For us?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, do you have a question for us this evening?
No, a friend of mine told me that I should just call in and listen.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. So if you just want to listen and don't want a message, I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay. You don't want a message?
Sure.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you're breaking up. It might be my phone.
Yeah, it must be your phone because I think I'm okay, right, lady?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty well.
Okay.
So is that Josie, J-O-S-I-E?
That's correct.
Okay, good. I love that name. I love that name.
Thank you.
So I am seeing the fox for you. And when in my meditation before the show that I always do, I always ask to see if there are any animals coming in for who are the animals coming in, you know, for some of the people. And fox was one of them. So here it is. Here's your fox. Here's the fox. I had seen it right before the show. And so let's see. Fox is a really interesting animal, too. And they're very powerful. Anyway, they say, trust your intuition and be wary of someone you're involved with who's attempting to trick you, oh my goodness, in some way. Your intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than confrontation and righteousness. It's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence from that position than to take an active leadership role. And that's one of the main messages of the fox, is to blend. They're really into blending in the surroundings and to keep their intentions to themselves, and they just kind of watch. And it's important to take time to break out of your social conditioning as well, even if you're blending, they say. But trust your senses. And they say that the fox is a night, comes around in the nighttime, and it's for night people who are creative and productive at night. They also like to watch others, what's being said and what's not being said. They're an excellent parent, very nurturing, and capable of blending into the environment very well. But sometimes the people who have the fox around them surprise people by coming up with obscure creative solutions to problems. So that's really neat. And don't get worried about how they said someone you're involved with is trying to trick you. That may or may not be true. That's just a possibility. That's just one possibility of the fox. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the message from the fox. I saw them as clear as day and kind of wiry looking. And so anyway, does any of that resonate for you?
A little bit, yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. So I'm just going to pass you right over to DC Love.
Thank you, Jan. Okay. That was beautiful.
You're welcome.
Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Jan, I didn't see a fox, but immediately I saw a cougar by her side.
Oh, neat.
You know, and I know one of the reasons there is because of protection, right? That's one of the reasons is, you know, a cougar comes in to protect you.
Let me see.
But I also want to say while you're looking it up, Jan,
okay.
I want you to read it. But
I have it right
here. I wanted to say, you know, when you were saying about the fox, I heard the fox say she must carry the energy of trust.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and the fox is a very powerful animal. But if you want to continue with the cougar that I'm seeing.
Yeah, it goes, the cougar, if you're being called upon to provide leadership to your family, friends, community, or the whole world as a whole, and there's a need for you to be very decisive right now, to stop procrastinating for that important task. Just go ahead and get to it. Stay strong, clear, and assertive with those who you are asking or demanding that you change when you're not ready to. Move forward with faith and courage. Keep your eyes on the goal. And it says, once you've decided what to do about a situation, you're quick to take action. You're often called upon to take the position of leadership. They're saying leadership again, and to provide answers and direction. And you're a take charge kind of person. So that is neat. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim, it's spot on. Mm-hmm. It really is. I was hearing she's got to take action. She's got to take action.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting you've got to stay calm. You've got to go within to get the guidance that you're needing. And I feel
right.
like something is like right around the corner for you, Josie. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, Joan Rivers is one of my guides, and she's saying, girlfriend, you've got the stage, and you've got to be in command. Okay, so that goes
okay.
along with it as well. And I do feel like, you know, you are going forward towards success, and I feel like it's going to happen really fast. Okay?
It is so
so Joan
is.
And, you know, don't slow down, just keep going forward on that path. As you do,
okay.
you're going to see the doors will open for you. And people, you know, they're going to be there to help you to achieve what it is that you're wanting. Okay, so I hope that you think about what it is that you are truly wanting, Josie, as you go forward. Because
if you
know what it is now, okay, well then don't hesitate, just keep going forward. And beautiful. And I also feel like, you know, you have like people on the other side that are with you and they're trying to guide you as well. I have to ask, do you have maybe like, I don't feel like it's a family member, but a close
mm-hmm.
Female friend that is on the other side?
Well, my foster mother.
Okay, because I feel like there's a woman in spirit, and she's with you, and I do feel like she's trying to give you the guidance that you're needing to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's
okay.
coming in as well, and what I'm getting from her, do you happen to find like little maybe, I'm seeing like, you know, like she's saying pennies from heaven. Do you find like any kind of money or anything?
Ah, well, yes, I do. I did yesterday.
Okay, well, that's probably because you were going to be on the show this evening, even if you didn't realize it, you know.
Okay.
And she's laughing. But I'm also getting she doesn't limit it to coins. Do you like being outside because I just feel like when you're outside, she's trying to give you so, so, so many messages.
I try, yes. Yes.
Have you noticed, like, anything, like, recently? Are there any maybe specific birds that catch your eyes?
Oh, I always have cardinals in my yard.
Okay. Well, I do feel like they're a very special bird, of course, as we know, you
mm-hmm.
know, representing people on the side. And how about when you're
mm-hmm.
walking around, maybe also out, especially like in the house, because you're more focused like in the house. You're not looking at everything outside.
Mm-hmm.
But do you find yourself like looking really fast, thinking like you see somebody walking by, but then you turn your head and they're not there?
Oh, yeah.
I feel
get that
she's around. Yeah, she's walking around with you. And she's just trying to help you. So I hope that made sense to you. That's what I have.
It did. Thank you. Thank you. I
you're
appreciate
welcome.
That. It made a lot of sense. Thank you so very much.
That was amazing, DC.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Yours was just as amazing. I mean, every time you start talking about animals, I see animals.
Good.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate that.
Okay, DC, this is Catherine. And I right away just felt like, you know, whatever – you know, regardless of whatever absence or void, you know, you may feel at times, there's always an opportunity there. And I did pull a card from the Angel Answers deck, and for you particularly,
mm-hmm.
and it was that of opportunity, right? So it's positive growth
mm-hmm.
and expansion is on the horizon for you. And this opportunity, look, may bring what could be an inspiration or an insight that you've been waiting for, or it could be the chance you've been waiting for to take action, you know, on any
mm-hmm.
ideas that you may have. So whatever you're seeking to manifest, that stance to create change, you know, it could be a career, it could be, you know, you're looking for something in particular, it could be romance, it, whatever it is that you're desiring,
mm-hmm.
Your angels are about to open the door of possibilities for you, and it's saying to step right through. And so that resonated with what the girls were saying. And also, I didn't get an animal, but the number 5 just popped in my head. So I'm just going to read you what that number, the angel, spiritually, the angel number 5 means.
Okay.
So angel number 5 means that your spirit guides have a message for you. This message is usually connected to changes that will boost your spiritual journey and put you on special life. The energy of angel number 5 is positive, but it may show up when you're going through a difficult time. This should be seen as a positive sign because it means that your guardian angels are here for you and offering spiritual guidance and comfort. So whatever changes are happening, believe that it's linked to your personal growth and you're headed for a bright future ahead. So again, it's just believing, it's trusting, it's opening yourself up to receive. And I do have a couple affirmations for you that I use myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's you can say something like, you know, I am receiving my soul's guidance loud and clear. I am reawakening my soul's desire to learn and grow beyond existing limitations. I am expressing myself with clarity, purpose, and love. I am a positive light to others. You know, I am connecting to the higher wisdom of my soul. That's a really good one. I'm creating
okay.
a peaceful environment to create and co-create my life's purpose. This is another really good one. Like, I am resonating with divine order, and my soul is activated to the highest vibration. So I'll leave it with that because there's a lot of them, but I just thought you may resonate with one of them. Every time you put the word I am in front, it means
mm-hmm.
You know, you, it's powerful because I am, it's like I am the light. And whatever you put behind I am, you're putting that out in the universe and you're just getting what you are asking for, right? So keep your thoughts positive because you're going to get what you're putting out there, right? So whatever words you want to put behind I am is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, good. I hope that helps.
All right. Thank you.
Wow, Josie. Did you think that you were going to be
picked?
That
was awesome.
That was
no.
beautiful. All of them are so beautiful. So I just wanted to say, I know you must be like, wow, I didn't even want a message, but I think I needed to hear this.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so this is my message, and it's a postcard from Spirit, and it says, Dear One Soul You, intimacy is scary sometimes. It means you have to let someone else get to know the real you, not the perfect, flawless mask you wear for others. No, it's time to reveal the cool one, the passionate one, the imperfect one that is totally you without artifice or walls. Yes, you will be exposed and vulnerable for a time, but it will be so worth it. This is the only way you will know true closeness with others, and you will also be close to Spirit and to us. There is amazing freedom that comes when you let go and just be yourself with another or a group. Release from the invisible bindings that keep you from intimacy is truly empowering. So may we support your you wholeheartedly in this choice. You know yourself better, and we hope learn to love yourself as much as we do. Life is about who we are with others, so share it. You will be so glad you did. Loving you so, so, so much. And in the back of the card, it says, live your dreams. And there's a little angel with a bow and arrow. So it's so beautiful because all I'm hearing is that, you know, just be open, right? Just the way DC opened up the show, I believe she also mentioned about, you know, having passion for what we do, right? It's loving what we do every day. Like for me, I wake up so grateful because I'm so happy helping others. And I'm sure I can speak for all of us on this show that we're so happy giving back. Yeah, we're not millionaires, right, but we're millionaires in the heart because our heart is so big and we could just expand so much more by giving our knowledge away, you know, and it's not mm-hmm. always about the money. It's about what you give to people. So I'll leave you with that, Josie. I know I had to say
well,
that
I
somehow
appreciated.
Because it's so beautiful, you know.
Well, there was a lot of, I hear a lot of what you were saying and a lot of it does fit. So I certainly appreciate your time this evening. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, and make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything is going and how everything
is
doing. Okay, have a blessed night. I could put you on hold so you could keep listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, I love the way spirit works, right?
Yeah.
I didn't see her hand
so
up.
Amazing.
I didn't see her hand up, mm-hmm. but for some reason it was just like Spirit was like, you need to pick up this caller. I'm like, the hand is not up. I don't think they want a reading, but, you know, it was guidance.
Yeah, that was beautiful, Mary.
Yeah, I loved it. Okay, so
yeah.
We're on a roll, so I'm going to continue right now.
mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Area code 614. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
I'm calling from Australia, and I'm so glad I made it to the call.
Jessica?
Hello.
Is it Jessica?
What was your first name? Jessica, yes.
Okay. Oh, hi, Jessica. Do you have a question for the angels today?
Maybe some guidance on my work, like, yeah, where am I heading with, is there any action I need to do? Let's see what's coming through. Thank you.
Okay, not
okay.
a problem.
Hey, Jessica, it's Jan, and
hi, Jan.
It's nice to hear from you. I see the dolphin in the water. I'm seeing water all around here, around you. And I'm seeing a dolphin with a big smile on its face. And so that's really nice to see. Let's see.
Beautiful.
Yes. Let's see. Take a few minutes today to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music. And
it says,
listen more right now and talk a little bit less. And the more subtle levels of communication from other people and from the natural world, think and behave more lovingly towards people you're having difficulty with right now. If at all, you know, smile more and notice how they smile back at you. Try dolphin breathing by taking 3 slow, deep breaths, each time exhaling with a puff sound, then observe how you feel. Dolphin is all about breathing. That's one thing that they're big for is breathing and also having fun. It says that you're a master communicator and you're able to listen also on different levels simultaneously. You're sensitive and keenly aware of people's feelings, especially what they hide. And you live very much in the present. You're guardian of the waters, which means your soul loves to be around oceans, rivers, lakes, and streams. Also, maybe cleaning up the areas, too. And you have a lot of compassion and empathy for people. They seek you out for counsel and advice because you're highly intuitive, psychic, and even telepathic with animals and people, with both animals and people. And it's a time to be playful with the dolphin and have more fun and just enjoy yourself and go out and be jolly and enjoy life. You deserve it. So that is, you were asking about your job, weren't you? Okay. Well, with all the messages from the dolphin, I would just say to let go of the anxiety about it and go out and have some fun first before you think about anything. Like maybe just go swimming and go out and just enjoy yourself a little bit and relax and let some of it go. And see if you get any different kinds of feelings about your job, about the job situation after doing that. I don't know if you like that, but I'm seeing water all around you. Do you have water nearby, or do you like to be in water?
Yeah, I love it. Oh, the message is really resonate. Like, everything you say is correct. Like, people do very, are good at communication. Like, I can really listen as well. And many times I thought maybe I should become a counselor. Like, people do come to me for advice. And I love water. I live on the coast here, so I'm just like 10 minutes away from the ocean. And yes, I just need to breathe more.
All right. Well, good. Well, I know that the ladies will have more for you, but I'm not getting like specifics about your job. What I'm getting mostly is they want you to go out and have more fun first and just relax and kind of let some of the worry about it. That's what I'm getting mostly for you. So I hope that you just let yourself have some more fun. That's all.
Thanks so much, Jane. That's beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad. All right. Well, I'll pass it right over to DC Love.
Well, Jan, I just want to tell you, I saw a lot of water around her as well.
Uh-huh.
So I agree that she needs to get out, around the water, have a little bit more fun. Have you been taking some really nice walks? Because I'm getting you need a little bit more fresh air.
Yeah, I've been thinking of going for a big walk in like a big forest today, actually.
Because I'm getting you need fresh air to clear your mind. Do you have a grandmother in spirit, Jessica?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I have a grandmother coming in from spirit that had an amazing connection, like with animals. And some of them, like, were they were not like regular domestic house pets, but she had an affinity with animals. And then I saw the owl, like, come right over to your grandmother. And I just feel like she's saying to you, like, you were asking, like, about your job and everything. So I feel like she's saying, Jessica, you have to look at things in a different way. When you look at things differently, the things you look at change. What you may see as a problem is, in fact, it's going to be, really a blessing, because it's going to sort of like force you to go in a different direction. And this is going to be really, beneficial for you. It might be like a little bit of a bumpy ride and stuff, but it's going to get you where you need to go. So I do feel like, you don't have the clarity that you're wanting presently, but it will come. And this is a beautiful time for you. Even if it starts out looking like a little crazy, it's still going to be good, okay? So your grandmother is just saying, you know, like, as Jan said, get out and, you know, get out and get some beautiful fresh air if you can't get around water. And I'm also getting, your grandmother is saying, Jessica, you have so many gifts you're not sharing with everyone. You have so many talents. You know, have you been thinking about maybe working with some of the gifts that you have and doing something like a little differently? Because she's just saying how, you know, blessed you are. And there's something within you that wants to come out, and you're not letting it come out. And I'll tell you, you better listen, because, I mean, I wasn't listening for the longest time, and it gets a little crazy. That's where I had the cookies flying off the countertop. I had my cell phone texting me, and I had spirits sitting on me to get my attention. So it's a lot easier if you listen in the beginning, okay? And Joan Rivers is just, she's laughing. You know, she's saying, listen now, it'll be a lot easier, kid. You know, so I know that you're very talented. You know, we've connected with you, you know, for quite a while, and there's so much within you. So I feel like getting out is going to, you know, around the water is, you know, taking a walk and smelling the fresh air is really going to be beneficial. I just feel it's going to be so good. And I just feel like this grandmother had an amazing, amazing personality. She was just really, really, like, she was someone that if she walked into a room, you would notice her. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she wasn't quiet, and she wasn't, she was just, she had an amazing personality. And she's letting you know that you have the determination that you need. You have the eye for details, you know? But she's saying you've got to think about it. You know, you have to do things like methodically, but you'll do them and you'll get to where you want to be, Jessica, you know? So I don't know, like, what the talents are, or she's not giving me all of that, but she's saying if you listen and you think about it, it's going to pay off for you. Okay? Okay. And she's just saying right now it feels like things are up. Need some answers, but you also need some exercise, and you need to have patience because, you know, the answers that you're wanting are not coming right now, but they will be. And she's saying things are going to, like, she's showing me, like, a sky that's all foggy. She said, it's going to clear up. Don't worry. So we're, you know, we're in June. I really feel like, you know, this is your year, okay? You've worked hard, and you deserve all the good that's coming your way. But you've got to really, you know, clear your mind and just get outside and, you know, really don't think of anything. Just, you know, be like an open vessel and enjoy the outside and get near the water. That's what I have, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so beautiful. So thank you, DC. Yes.
Come on.
Yes, I do have a lot to share. It's just like maybe I didn't need to take some action and not just waiting for the universe to drop it on to me. So,
I mean, it's not going to fall out of the sky. There's some work that you have to do, you know? But you're going to be going through like an awakening. I feel like even like an awakening of the soul, your spiritual energy is going to shift. And Jen, what does it mean when the owl comes in? Because the owl is coming near her.
Now, that's another powerful animal. That's one of the psychic animals. I'll look it up for you, but the owl is all about all the psychic clairs. They have all the clairs, basically, and they're all about looking at those. And here I have it just right here so I can give you a better picture of what the owl is. Meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether they're aware of it or not. Look closely behind any guises that they may wear. This is a particularly ripe period to tap in to the fount of intuition that's available to you. And observe your environment, listening and watching for the signs and omens.
now is a particularly good time for prophecy, and you will see, hear, feel events before they actually happen. Your most creative cycle is at night, so set aside time to work on any projects like that. And you have a finely tuned awareness and sensitivity to others. Your greatest gift is being able to foresee the future. You're able to contact the spirit world through your clairvoyance and clairaudience. And if you're facing a difficult decision, one that has considerable consequences, you want to make the decision that will reap the best benefits for all concerned. That's the owl. The owl's a really neat animal for you.
Wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to meditate in silence and in darkness before going to bed at night.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Jessica, this is Catherine. And
hi, Catherine.
Hi. So, you know, with the water, I just wanted to give you what I was getting in terms of, you know, you said that you like water, you're around water. And water, and I think they got water was around you. But water in itself is healing. It's healing energy, and it helps you connect to, you know, your higher self. It raises your vibration, so you're better able to receive these downloads of divine universal wisdom to be able to use when you're creating here on earth to help yourself and to help others. So, you know, you had said something about being a counselor. Well, intuitive empaths that and who have all of the clairs, like the owl, you know, they make the best counselors because they feel the emotions of others, and they also, you know, they're getting answers from the spiritual realm. So, you know, that goes on such a deeper level than those who are counselors that don't have, you know, that additional, you know, sixth sense. So I think if that's where you're going, you should definitely go there because you're very, very, you know, you're able, you've got what it takes, you know, to help others in a very big way. So I also want to tell you that I did pull a card from the Keepers of the Light, and I pulled Awakening Presence, right? And this man's name is El Mora, M-O-R-Y-A, and it's saying the universe is with you and wear a cloak of protection and love. So who he is, you know, he's a spiritually aware man that was born into a powerful family that ruled a part of India in the 19th century. And it said that he interceded both spiritually and physically to literally stop the British invasion region in 1845. So this wise soul, and, you know, you pulled again, you know, they pulled the owl, who's also wise. So this wise soul is now able to help you remove any energy from your life that is not serving your connection to God. And he is a wonderful guy to call on if you're unsure of something, and he helps awaken your I Am presence. And this is significant because I was just talking about the I Am. Use the word I Am out loud, and anything you put, you know, next, putting out in the universe. And you're, you know, you're asking to receive that. And the universe doesn't know, you know, it just gives you what you're asking for. So you want to be, you know, be mindful of any negative thought that you might have and just let it flow through. You know, don't stay stuck on it. But when you put, you know, the I Am, it puts you in the truest connection to your soul and to the universe itself. So the spiritual protection is important at this time, and it's ensuring you, so it's asking you to ensure that you're cleansing your energy. Do you know how to do that?
No.
You don't? you know, you just going out in nature, like you said that you were doing out in woods, that's going to cleanse your energy. That's going to ground you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just do this, right. And so, you know, before putting on, before asking Elmora to come in, you just want to, you know, take that walk, right? And he is there, he'll be there with his legion of angels to help you understand where you are at this moment. And fire up your divine connection and detach from drama. Traumas. That includes people, places, things, emotions that no longer serve you. So remember that within you, there is a mighty soul light. And allow that light to shine through your entire body. And call on Elmora and his angels to surround you in a light that will keep you safe on all levels. So also know that, you know, any fear-based energies, just let them go. And it will strengthen you and help you to connect to this universal life force that, you know, we were talking about with these I am, you know, affirmations as well.
Beautiful.
So I'll
thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. So I'll give you an affirmation real quick. You can say something like, my success is guaranteed. You know, I am working with the highest divine energies right now. And I am connected to all divine beings, all intelligence, and all forms of divine light, past, present, and future. I am one with the one. You can say, I am safe. I am divinely safe, protected, and abundant. It just goes out there. So I hope that helps.
Oh, yes. Well, I think all that.
Good. Okay. Mary?
Yes, that's beautiful. I'm sorry, my granddaughter's over here with me. That's so beautiful, Jessica, all the readings. And then I have a beautiful message that came through the Spirit Messages daily book, and it's ancestral wisdom came out for you. And it says, we are your ancestors, and we love you. We walked the earth many years before you. We ask you at this poignant time to learn and grow from our past experiences. You are our legacy, and we will keep on helping you as we continue to evolve here in the spirit world. We bring you this card to remind you that you're not alone as you walk the earth and live in your physical world. You may feel that you're not receiving help or assistance from those around you, but draw strength from our help here from the spirit world. We're constantly evolving and growing as well, and encourage you to learn from our past mistakes so you don't have to make the same ones in your lifetime. You've inherited many of our gifts, talents, and abilities from us, as well as some of our faults, habits, behaviors, and even our addictions. Take as many of the positive aspects as possible and move forward as you listen to your soul. Over time, the negative aspects can be eliminated once you acknowledge that you have free will and can make your own choices in this lifetime. Honor us as we so honor you. Move forward with our love and blessing. That's so beautiful, Jessica. What I'm also getting is that they would like, I'm not sure if you have one, but I'm being shown an altar, you know, all your ancestors' pictures, whether it's like a little keychain, like mine has my dad's keychain, my grandma's picture, a rosary from my dad, you know, things that they'd liked. And or, you know, have, I feel like they're saying pictures, you know, and little memories of them. So that's what I'm getting for you. And yeah, and don't be afraid. I know it's easier said than done, but like DC said, don't wait. Take the leap of faith, you know, with your spirituality. You're very gifted, and you have your ancestors' wisdom and they're helping you, and it's just ask for guidance from them. Just say, hey, I need your help. I need your guidance. Help me do this. Give me strength. And the angels, too. I mean, we all have free will, right? So we need to ask for help. And once you ask, I mean, there's no stopping from there. You know, like, doors are going to open. Like, people are going to come into your life to help you with your path. Just like, you know, all these ladies on this show have helped me on my path. You know, like, two and a half years ago, I met DC, and she helped me with this show, and Liz, and then Catherine came on, and then Jan and Peg. I mean, it's just been a beautiful thing, and that's how it happens, right? The right people come in your life at the right time when we're ready. But first, we must take the first step, right? It's not just sitting, like DC mentioned, right? Because in the beginning, I was like, oh, I'm not ready, but I'm going to show. What? I had to take the leap. And luckily, DC was there holding my hand. Because I was so nervous. You could ask DC. I was so nervous that first day on air. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't pick up color. I didn't know this before. Now it's just like, oh my gosh. It was so amazing. So, again, thank you, DC. And thank you all, ladies.
Oh, you were amazing.
You.
Mary, when
I first started,
they threw me on air. I never did a reading. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You really rocked. Absolutely amazing. You really did.
Thank you. Well, Jessica, I hope that has helped you. And it's so great to hear from you. It's been a long, long time I haven't heard from you. So I'm glad you called. And I know none of the great stuff is happening for you. But remember, you must take that first step.
No, thank you so much, lady. I know I have so much gratitude and love for all you ladies, beautiful, dividing on the show. And my journey has been amazing. And I guess, yeah, it's like continuously growing and awakening. You thought you have an awakening, and you have another one, and you have another one. And
Mary, her grandmother is saying, you're awakened, but now it's time to rest. She wants you to just even like lay in the moonlight if you can. Put down a blanket or something and lay in the moonlight. But she's showing me you need a break, you need to rest to regenerate everything. And then you're going to come back and, you know, you're going to be on the right path. So please, like, get outside, you know, in the moonlight, but also try to get around water. And, you know, get it like in the fresh air, because your grandmother is saying that's so essential. You need solitude and you need rest. Okay.
Yes, for sure.
Let us know how you're doing, because I've heard some amazing things when I connected with you a while back. I know there's more to come.
Yeah. And I just want to share, like, a lot of messages that you told me came true. As in, I think a year or 2 years ago, you said that you saw me walking on clovers, you know, like everywhere was clovers, the leaves and the flowers, and guess what?
Huh?
I think it was last year, I end up walking somewhere, and I'm like,
oh my God,
everywhere I look, that's clovers, and I'm like, this is what DC said, and I want to be, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm meant to be here, so.
That's awesome.
Wow.
But I know some amazing things, and there's so many more amazing adventures waiting for you, so just take a little rest and take care of yourself.
Wow, thank you so much. I have been staying here for a year now, and I've been called to continue my journey again. So I'm getting ready, and I'm a bit anxious, I guess, because financially I'm like, what's going on, universe? Like, you told me to get ready and work-wise, just calm down. And so I'm like, okay, what do I do now? So I guess that's the reason I should ask about work. I should ask more about financial aspect.
Okay.
Well, it's about energy, right? It's whatever, like we all say, just make a list of the perfect job of what it is that you want to manifest. Because as we all say, we are magical beings. It's just society makes us change, right? But we need to remember who we truly are. And we're all one. We're all Christ consciousness. And we can create our own reality with our thoughts. So it's just manifesting, just thinking about it. And like DC says, let go and let God. You know, just
right.
Let it go. Write the list.
Oh, Mary, just,
let it go. What it is that you want to manifest,
yep.
Right?
Right.
I mean, DC has taught
yep.
me this for a while already, and it's just amazing to write that list. You know, and every time I think of something new, just add it, right? And in the new moon, I just put it out, Jessica, in out the window or wherever, and just set those intentions on what it is that you want to manifest, whether it's the perfect job, the perfect, you know, whatever. I mean, you get creative on whatever it is that you want, just set it up. Write it in writing and then just let it go and say, universe, run with it. And you'll see
yeah,
how
and,
many things will
and,
open up, right?
Right, and she needs to take a break, though, and just do the things she loves.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll help get her on the right path as well. Her grandmother is really saying she needs a break. You know, I do feel like, you know, putting it out to the universe is essential.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there. As Mary said, make the list, put it out there. But then, you know, just let it go and focus on doing something that you really love.
Mm-hmm.
And everything will come to you. It will.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I do feel she's going to be taking a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
In her life. She's going on a different path.
That's totally
But call us back and let us do one, you know, because you've got to do a little bit before you can go forward, you know?
True. Yes. I just want to give you a big hug, DC. Love you.
We're giving you a big from all of us for surrounding you and giving you a beautiful angel hug, Jessica. God bless
yeah.
you, honey.
God bless you. Thank you, Jessica. Have a good night.
God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jessica.
Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, so with 17 minutes left, do you think we could squeeze like two more people in there? Because there's
yeah.
some list of callers. I've been taking all the phone numbers. Okay, so I'm going to take, let's see. All right. Area code 216. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. My question is, do I have or what should I know that would be of major concern? I'm going to be relocating to New Mexico this summer, mid-July. I've been doing my research for going on 2 years, a year and a half, you know, crime, type of crime, the housing, and got on one, you know, senior list, you know, type of, because you can't, when you call these offices, you get in voicemail and you can't leave a message. Anyway, is there something of major concern of living there that I should know? Basically, it's Las Cruces, New Mexico, that I'm relocating to, and I'm first going to, my intention is to do a short-term housing, get some type of free accommodations with these traveling type of hospitality connections. And while I can be on the ground and go there looking, and then, of course, I'm writing notes and everything here on the computer where I'm at here in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Let's see what comes up from the angels.
Sure. Hey, Patricia.
Hi.
My book is messed up, and I can't seem to
I know I see the animals, but I can't get it out of there, out of this particular book. So you won't be using that one. It's a dog. It's a dog. You have several dogs, like a whole bunch of dogs, and so, and I'm seeing like a team of dogs, as a matter of fact, on a sleigh, on a sleigh. The first thing I saw was a sleigh, and they were, there was a team of dogs, and they're really moving fast. So I'm not sure when. When did you say you were moving? Did you say it was very pretty soon?
I was going to make it mid-July. I had scheduled to leave the end of this month, but I'm going to push it back till mid-July.
Okay.
I'm going to have medical tests doing with my health. And
you
just
have
to hear some ladies.
To do?
Yes. And so I just want to get what's latest going on and if they're doing blood tests. And then also, and I've got so many things to do. My attention is pretty spread out. I'm signed on to Medicare Part A, but the Part B and C, I have to figure out a way to pay that because I'm not retired. I still need to work. And, of course, I've been searching for remote work, but it's not coming through quick enough. So either find the employer to do that. Because I'm not able to pay that extra things with Medicare.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting that you're going to be moving pretty soon. It feels like you are. You're. It's going to be July. That's pretty soon, and it feels like it's going to be going in fast motion to me, though. There's this sleigh of dogs just boom, flying through the air. Just with a lot of joy. It looks like this is something you really want to do. You want to move. And I feel like it's going to bring you great happiness, or it's like this is joyous for you to move. So, wow, I'm happy for you. And the dog says let's see, it has appeared to you in a special way. If the dog has appeared for you in a special way, perhaps you need to look at your approach to life. Dog is reminding you to live by your personal truth and to be true to yourself, your friend, your family, and all your friends. Perhaps you need to look after yourself more and take time out to relax or play. Maybe you have been giving too much of yourself and you now need to set boundaries. So, this is what the dog is saying can help you with confidence in all of these areas. So that's interesting, because you may need to set boundaries for yourself now, for your health, definitely. But I do see a great deal of happiness here for you. Oh my goodness! And just like wow, you're going through a big change here. I'm getting really positive vibes, really feelings, good feelings about this. This is going to be good for your health too. And, but in the meantime, the dog is saying to put some boundaries up around yourself for your health, I'm feeling, and to take care of yourself more. And I know that money can be very tight, but I feel like you're going to get around it. The things that you need to do, I feel like you're going to be able to do somehow. So I'm just going to leave you with that because I'm just getting such a positive vibe about this whole situation, and I'm happy for you. So anyway, good luck. Yes, good luck, and enjoy it. Enjoy it. This is a good time for you. Yes.
Thank you.
So I'm going to pass it right over to DC Love. Uh-huh. DC?
Oh, I was on mute. Sorry about that. I was saying I loved your reading, Jan. I agree with what you were saying. You know, I do feel like it is soon.
okay? I saw a bee fly by, and that's just helping Patricia to be the creator of your own life, okay? And and just to communicate like clearly is what I was getting, and the bee is going to help you to have the strength that you need and inspire you to go forward, because this is going to be like a really nice time for you. I do feel like there are some medical issues, and I'm getting, you know, you've got to let go of the anxiety that you have, like, surrounding all of this, because the stress that you're holding on to, hon, is making everything worse. Okay? So you've just got to let go and, you know, let go, let God, and just think about the things that you can control, okay? And love your body, treat your body as good as you can, give it the care and compassion it deserves. And I'm getting, you know, you are going to get, you know, you're going to get good news in regard, you know, to your health, hon. Okay? I did hear, I don't know if it makes any sense, but I did hear lymphatic system, so I don't know. I mean, that's what I was hearing, like lymphatic system. So if that makes any sense to you? What I'm getting, do you move around enough? Because exercise helps to drain the lymph, you know, lymph systems, well, I guess. Are you around and getting everything circulating enough, Patricia?
Yes. Yeah, I was doing some of my little weights lifting before I was waiting to come online.
Okay. So I mean, you know, don't do anything without the advice of a physician, but I am getting, like, moving around a little bit more too, okay? And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the lady. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, Patricia, this is Catherine, and hi. So New Mexico is a wonderful place. I know the Holloman Air Force Base is out there, and it's just a unique place to be. I feel like it's a very spiritual place as well. I just want to say, you know, in terms of the finances, like, try not to get stuck in a headspace of lack, because again, that goes out there. You want to just positive affirmations are very important in terms of I am prosperous, I am successful, I am abundant, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, financially. So keep that in mind. And I did pull a card from the Gateway of Light, and two of them came, just dropped out. So the wand is angel frequencies. It's saying angels are here, you are safe, and not to worry. So whatever you're going through, it will pass, and you will be successful. So the angelic frequencies and energy of angels and the angelic kingdom, which is aligned to service, devotion, authenticity, and love. So when it comes to us, it's a gateway to our heart, which is being aligned, and it's basically you become an angel upon the earth, right? So angels are the heart beats the source, and so you're in touch with the angelic realm at this time, and it's saying that he wants you to go ahead and just, you know, think about the law of attraction, because, again, like attracts like. And then, you know, it's suggesting to connect, visualize yourself surrounded by golden light, to attract the angelic kingdom into your world. And you can say, thank you, angels, for reminding me of your presence. It feels so good to know you are here. And then you just welcome in the light. So basically, two, you're being upgraded. Your frequency is being upgraded. And, you know, this may lead to rewards with abundance and blessings and infinite power and potential. So, you know, reach for the stars and trust that all the efforts you have been making, both internally and externally, will help bring these blessings and opportunities. And the path you're on is aligned to your highest good. Support you need is there with you. And you're just cherished by the angels.
So that was a beautiful card for you. And then the other, and then the other one, I'm gonna spell the name. It's VNUSIAN. It's a Galactic Council, and that's interesting because New Mexico has been known for spotting galactic beings, and so these are advanced cosmic beings similar to angels who help us. This council, it's a divine board of directors who are responsible for recruiting light workers and leaders on Earth who have the potential to make a huge difference by following the call of their soul. So when they come to you, which they are now, it's an honor and it's an opportunity to be reminded of a connection that was active before you even were really incarnated here. So it's been with you in your soul. It's your soul's journey here. There's no really set way of working with them, but, they say to pay attention to your dreams, and because your dreams are messages, and write them down in the morning, and then, continue to do that, and you'll see that, there's a pattern, and it's a way to, they're guiding you. You try to pay attention to them and to meditate. And I can't stress the, importance of meditation. It's just so important. When you really do truly connect by meditating, you don't even have to do it by yourself. You can put on, guided meditations, and they don't have to be long. I do a 10-minute meditation in the morning when I don't have time. And you'll find that, you put the intention out that you're going to transcend during this meditation and connect to, all that is. And you'll find that, in my meditations, right away, once I connect, I see, these clouds of purple, and they're coming in and out, and, something's been downloaded, right? So in order for us to connect, that's what we need to do, because that's wisdom that's being downloaded to us, and it's helping us to create. Most times I'll feel, tingling in my hands, my feet, and that's like an opening for, this spiritual realm. And, but believing that this is helpful to you, and, just being mindful of the clues that you're getting is powerful, as well as the power of prayer, and the exercise, and again, keeping a positive mindset. So I hope that.
All right. Thank you.
That's beautiful, Patricia.
I just want, like I said, go to these doctors and specialists and just find out what's going on with a particular medical man. And just, and I'm still going to be moving on to Las Cruces and just find, I've been researching the acupuncturist there, and I guess in some naturopaths. But obviously I'll be paying out of pocket, but everything will be provided for.
Yes, it will be. I have one more message for you, Patricia, before we get cut off, because it said one more minute remaining. And so it says, "Dearest you, we are gathering our magic together to help you celebrate your new beginning. You're stepping into a new version of your life, getting to tell a new story as you create it. Doesn't it feel like spring when the urge to expand wells up inside you from a primal place? The form of what you are growing has yet to take shape, and it is exciting to experience this new and fresh beginning. It's normal to feel both push and pushback when entering any kind of new relationship, it's okay to admit you don't really know what to expect. What you can know, if it's time to dive in and allow that new version of life to take shape through you on behalf of your partner and spirit. You have made it to a new level of awakening and contributing, and we are so excited to see where this will take you next. We're so proud of you. So I would insert, instead of relationship, I feel it's your new beginning in New Mexico. I mean, I have nothing but positive feelings about this move. It's going to be amazing for you. And it's going to be magical. And like, you know, the lady said, even Catherine with the extraterrestrials, you know, they're there. And just so I want to reiterate that our extraterrestrial friends, our galactic friends and family are here to help us. It's not anything to fear. They're here for, you know, assistance to elevating us into our consciousness, our Christ consciousness, to know who we really are here. So, Patricia, I'm going to leave you with that before we get cut off. And thank you so much for calling. You must let us know how everything goes and check in with us. Thank you.
All right. For the reading. Thank you, and have a good evening to you all.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Take care, Patricia.
Bye, Patricia. Beautiful show, ladies.
Yes, beautiful show.
Amazing.
Yes, it was so great to have you guys back. My gosh.
We won't be strange.
No. That's what I said in the beginning. I mean, you know, you guys are welcome to come in anytime you want. And I know the callers love us. You know, love when we do this. You know, bring you guys on too. And for the people that we didn't pick up, just know that next week, you know, I'll pick you guys up first. So if you just call at 7 o'clock, I'll pick you guys up first. I know there's two more callers that have been on hold, but I was just trying to pick up people that I didn't pick up, a new caller that I see here. Next week, and, you know, just a reminder that even though we didn't pick you up, there were messages for everyone. It resonates with a lot of people. Everything we say, just go within and ask your heart and your body what it is that it's asking for, and stay in your heart space. I mean, that's really important.
And another thing, Mary, really quick, is to Patricia and whomever else is going through health issues, see yourself as healed and say healing, you know, affirmations, healing prayers. I mean, prayer is powerful. Healing affirmations are powerful. And visualize your perfect health, you know?
Yes. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, that's really important. And one thing that I wanted to mention was the, because I know Catherine was mentioning a lot of the I Am's, and I was listening to the audiobook of I Am Discourse of Saint Germain, and I mean, that is so beautiful. So if anyone is listening, just like pick up that book or audio. It's the I Am Discourse of Saint Germain. It's like a 9-hour audio, but it's just so worth it. I'm only like an hour and a half into it, and it was just like magical. And I think you guys have said this in your show. It says, I am the resurrection and the life. I surrender to the will of my soul. So that's a good message to say every day, right? Because it's surrendering to what it is your soul, what it is that you're here for. So I think, you know, I just want to leave it with that, that that book is amazing. And we all love I Am affirmations here. I know that. And Louise Hay is another one, right? If we don't want to read a book that's, you know, like 9 hours worth on audio, but at least we can do Louise Hay as well, So, gosh, ladies, time flew. It always flies when we're having fun.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yes.
We miss Liz and Peg, but, you know, I'm so glad you both were here and, you know, just know that it's always available. Liz and I are going to be on vacation sometime in June, in 2 weeks, and, you know, I'm going to be at Laydale, and then I'm going on vacation, so I'll be away for a little bit, you know, in June and July. Yeah, so I just wanted to let it in. Yeah, so I guess the ladies, you guys can jump in and help Jan and help Jan run the board.
If they want to, but no pressure, please.
No,
we'll see if you want.
Okay. It's been magical. I love you guys.
I love you too. We'll see if everything works out, Jan. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love connecting with all of you. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
awesome.
Again, it's been such an amazing night. Thank you.
Yes, it has. And thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
So
good
much.
Night.
Love you so much.
Love you guys.
Good night, everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.